We are on Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph. Let us just go over quickly the memra, the first memra of Rabbi. Amar Rabbi, Azerik Matbeya Shechaver Leyam Agod Lopoto. If a person threw a Matbeya Shechaver Leyam Agod Lopoto, my time Amar Hamonach Kamoch was not Ma'abed the Matbeya. The Matbeya is there. Iboy Shokla, if you want, you can get it. It's not called, I was ma'abedit from you. Bahani mili bitzlulim. And that's dafke if the water is clear, and if we'll hire a deep sea diver, he can get it. So Mamela says, not called, he was ma'abed. I will cost him money to hire this deep sea diver. So that's called a groma balma. But I wasn't mazik, that's a madbeya. Avalakurim deloikochozilei, but if the water was ocho, it's unclear. So one does not see the matbeya, then you have to start groping and searching for it. Then it's called, he was ma'abedit. And memela, then he has to pay his hamazik. Ahani mili da'adye yaduye, that he pushed it out of the bala matbeya's hands. So memela, so that's called, he didn't steal it. He didn't make a ma'isa kinyan on it. He just, through pushing the hands of the Baal Matbeya, it fell into the Yamagodl. Avol shokle biyodei, but what if he took the Matbeya from his hand, and then he threw that into the Yam, his Migzal Gozle, then he has a Din Gazlem, you know, he's a Gozle Manas La'abeit, and a Shove Boi Mevat. And then he's Mechuyev Ba'ashove, he can't tell him a Monach Kamoch, he's Mechuyev Ba'ashove. Mosiv Rove. So Rava asked Akash, so you're telling me that a kiss biyama godol, if it's mayim tzlulim, it's nakol dovut. So Mamel, there's no chiyav tashlumim. We learned ein mechalalin al moish sheinon b'shusay. One cannot be mechalal maisesheni al moish sheinon b'shusay. Keitzat. Hoyu loy mois bekistere oy bahara melech. A person had money bekistere. We'll see there was a mokim rochek and there was difficulties to get to there. Oy bahara melech. Oy shenofal kisei leyamagodu. Ein mechalalin. You can't be mechalal. So the Gemara understood. Let's speak about the case. It doesn't differentiate if it was maim tzlulim, maim keurim. It says, Nofal kisei leyama godol ein mechalim. So the Gemara understood because it's called avud mimenu. So if it's called avud, legabi maiser sheni, so it should be called avud, legabi mazik, he should be considered a mazik. Omar Rabbe, so Rabbe answered, you're learning wrong pshat in this halacha. Shani lin yemaiser debinin motzi biyotcho. There's a bazundara halacha that the money has to be motzi biyotcho, the rachmono omar, v'tzarto hakesef biyodecho. The money has to be biyodecho. Memela, so this is a din miyuchil gabi chilu maisa sheni. So therefore, there's no kasha from here. Let us see Rashi. Oyeloi mois bekistere, mokim. Vuhu rachayk miyoit. It's very far, v'yesh bo yisakonis drochim, v'ein shayoris mitzuyei sham, so that's also, it seems to call that's not b'rshusay. Ein mechallin al me'ovot choshiv, so the Makshin held that this is called ovot, v'yamagodo. The Gemara said, no, here there is a miyuchedika haloche that you need Motzi biyotcha. Now we have a new memory of Rabbi. Ba'oma Rabbi, Hashof matbeye shel chavei roi potter. A person smoothed out a matbeye shel chavei roi. That means Reuven had a matbeye with a tzure, and that gave the matbeya value, and now Shimon with a pula, we'll see he banged it with a hammer, and banging it with a hammer, there's no more tzura there anymore. That he banged out the tzura. My time, why is he potter? L'maise, the zikhe was a hefset to the coin. Before a coin is a tzura, cheitze beitzo, there's a value. Now that there's no tzura on it, so it's not yaitze beitzo, so zikhe worth much less. So Rabbi said, v'loi obad, v'loi midi. He didn't do anything. We'll explain this soon. V'hani mili, d'machye bekunise. But this is Dafke, if he banged it with a hammer, Vitarshe, and he made it smooth, there's no more tzur anymore. So then, he's potter. V'holoi oved v'holoi midi. Avol shayfe b'shufine. But what is, if he filed it down, that means the tzure that was on the coin, he filed it down, chesurei chosre. Then he was machasel the coin, and then he's chayev. Now, we have to understand the member of Rabbi. What is Rabbi saying over here? So, the Teresh Shmuel brings down, it seems from the Dvar Yaakov also, there is a Halacha in Hilchas Mazik, in order to be chayiv to pay for a hezek you incurred, is dafke if you were mechasel the davar anizik. That means if the hezek is a hezek, there's a hefsid, but there is no chesaron, you weren't mechasel anything. It's not functioning anymore. But you weren't mechaser anything, so there's no chiyuv tashlumei nezokin. This is a yesod in Hilchos tashlumei nezokin. So Memela will understand the memra of Rava. Rava said there was a madbeya, and the person took out, and it was a tzure, and the tzure made that the madbeya had a value. Now a person took a hammer and gave a bang on the matbeye, and there's no matzure. Hefsid the zikher is. This matbeye does not have the same value as before. It's not yaitze baitzo. But there's no chesal. Nothing's missing in the matbeye. Everything is there. He wasn't machas or anything from the beye. It's mafsid the matbeye. The matbeye doesn't function anymore as a matbeye. But he wasn't machas or the matbeye. Everything is there. There's no din, that's the chiddush of Rabbi. There's no din tashlumei nezokin. Even though I made it worth less, but that's not called a mazik. A mazik is only when I'm a chasar. When the chesaron brought about a hefsid. But if there's no chesaron, that means nothing's missing from the matbeya. I just gave the whatever was in the matbeya, all the metals that were on the matbeya are still there. There was a tzure. Now the tzure is, it's I banked the tzure, so, but I didn't take anything, I wasn't machasar the mamoshes of the matbeya. It's missing a tzure because I banked it in. There's no din tashlum in the zok. But, if I file down the tzure, now between you and me, what he filed down, so the small amount of metal that is missing from the matbeya is worthless. It's not, we're not speaking about that. But now through this filing, through that it was mechasa the matbeya, now the matbeya is worthless. Then you mechuyif to pay for the value of the matbeya. Now you mechuyif to pay for the value of the matbeya, not for the small filings that he was mechasa. That means it became worthless through that it was mechasel the matbeya. A hezek that comes through a chesaron, that's called, I was mechasel. If there's no physical chesaron, so there's no, that's not called I was mechasel, and there's no chiyev tashlumei nezokin. That is the vayel the memra of Rabbi. Zot Rashi, Ashof, Ashpray Balash Shepiches Asatsura. Now there's no tzur anymore. The Kurnese Martel Balaz, that's a hammer. The Toshe Oson Ke'evan Chaloke Loshin Troshe. The Shufine Lima Balaz Shonafochim, this is a fire. Here it's Chesure Chasrei, Umamishu, Veloigro. Here I was Mechaser the Tzure from the Matbeya, Osaka Mechaseret. So my mail left called, I was mazik the matveya. This is not a grome. V'loi grome. Time the rabbi bekulu, mishim grome ben ezokin uopote. If I wasn't mechaseret, so even though it come, I didn't do anything to it. So I'm not called a mazik the yadayim. I, through this, the matveya is worthless. That's called a grome. I didn't do it. I wasn't mechaseret. I just was mesavev that the matveya is worthless. Mosiv rove. So Rava asked Akasha on this Yisod of Rabbi. We learned if a person had an Evet Knani, he kol al einoi v'samo. A person hit the Evet Knani in his eye, and he blinded him. Al oznoi v'chilsha, you hit him in the ear, and he made him deaf. Evet yoytzi bem l'cheiris, so he goes out l'cheiris. K'neged einoi v'einei roye. What if he didn't hit him directly? He gave a bang on the kaisel, and this bang brought about that the Eved lost his sight. Kenege doznoi, he gave a bang on the kaisel, ve'enei shemei, ein Eved yaitzeben l'cheiris. So now we have to understand what is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So the Dvayakim explains, and Kemat, it's refused like this in Tosfos. The chiyuv of Shein Va'ayin, that Yoytzel Cheres, if he was Mechaser, the Shein Va'ayin. There, you're not Tamazoy. You have to be Mechaser Aneva, because Mechaser Aneva goes out L'Cheres. Now, the Gemara held, when a person hits someone on his ear and he becomes deaf, there's no physical chesed. Now, the bang makes him deaf. Va'afal Pikein is Yoytzel Cheres. What were you Mechaser over there? So I was Mechaser, the Shimush of the Yoytzel. That means I made that he can't hear with the oizen. But there's no physical chesaron. But that's called mechasa. Taking away a shimush is also called mechasa, even though there's no physical chesaron. And that's why it's yaitzel lecheiris. So the Gemara asked, if I give a bang on a coin, that's also taking away the shimush of the coin. Before there was a tzur on it, so it's yaitzel beitzor. Now there's no tzur on it, so it's not yaitzel beitzor. I took away a shimush, and that's called a chesaron. Because if it wouldn't be called a chesaron, the yevet wouldn't be yaitzel lecheiris. That was the kasha of Rav and Rabbi. Zok the Gemara. So Gemara says no. Rabbi letaimei. The Omer Rabbi. Chor shei la'ovid. Rabbi said, if a person made his father deaf, he banged him on his ear, he made him deaf. Nerak. So the son is chayiv mis. Why? You only chayiv make the chabura. She efsha lecharisha b'loy chabura. The deafness comes about the tipse de dome nafse lei b'udne. That means the deafness comes about, there's a chabura in the inner canal of the ear, and some dam comes out in that creates the deafness. So Memele, so the Gemara is saying Sefaker, so it's no Kasha and Rabbe. Rabbe, the whole Rabbe, the Rabbe says, if a Chesorin brings about a Hefzid, then that's called, I was Mechaserin, Yimachuyiv to pay. So he says over here, the deafness did not come about from the bang alone. The bang made that there should be a tipas dam that should fall in the oizen, and that creates the deafness. So there was a chesaron. There was a chesaron over here. The tipas dam was yotzam im kaimoy. So that's called, I was mechaser hishmiye. So that's similar to if a person filed down a matbeya. So it's also called, I was mechasa the matbeya, and the hefzid came about through the chesaron. So memele, it's no kasha and rabbi. Chesurei ye, no aloznei v'chirshei, alme, af al gav deloi choschei, the havim in the Gemara was, there's no chesorum whatsoever. Aber kimen da osa maise begufoi, lav grome kachoshev lei. It's not called a grome. Elo mamish, I did a maise, I banged his ear, and that made that I was mekalkul the koyach shmi of the ear. That's called I was mechaser the ear from its shimush, its previous shimush. And that alone is called a ma'ase hezek, a ma'ase chesaron. Even though there's nothing physically missing, but it's the shimush is missing. That's also called a chesaron. So here's also this, the shimush of the coin is nexa. Given the machye bekunase, since he banged it with a hammer, upochse balkochoch chosrei domi maisu. So that's called a maise mazik. Being mechaser a shimush is also called mechaser. So the Mal says no. You have to make a physical chesaron in order to be called a mazik to pay. And you have to make a physical chesaron in order that the eved should be yitzel acheres. Now, rabbe letaimei, hilkach gabeyeved, nami chesaronu. So it's called a chesaron because this tipsa de domo is called, I was mechasa de dam. And this chesaron dam brought about the death. Now Rashi explains why is Keneged Osnoi Poto. That means he banged on the wall and that made him deaf. Mishim Debahochi Lehavale Lemechish Ahai Vadai Gromu. So here Rashi gives two reasons why he's not Yoitza Lechech. The Bahochi Lehavale Lemechish, he didn't have to think this would occur. Ahai Vadai Gromu, and this is a Grom. Now, in order to understand a little bit better what Rashi is saying, Rashi and Daf Tzadik Aleph or Med Aleph, they were talking about a Mazik. So Rashi says, here it says, Keneged Einoi, he banged on a wall, Keneged Einoi, Hika Bekaisel Keneged Einoi Shalzeh, the Be'inan Umdenet, this is Rashi Batzarek Aleph, Ubahochi Loiboi Leistamuye. This should not have occurred. That means, a bang on a wall should not have occurred. That should bring about that he should become blind. Elamazlei hu de Israelai. Rashi says, so how did he become blind? Israelai mazlei. So let us understand this Rashi. Rashi is explaining how did this person become blind. You'll go and ask someone, could a bang on the wall make someone blind? So the Teretz says, no. Bahochi leboi listamuye. A bang will not make a person blind. So memele, so be'emesin, the ptur is, ahavale lasuki adaitai. That means it's not, my action is not an action of smear. This action does not make blind. So I'm not responsible for his blindness. So Rashi, so how did he become blind? You gave a bang and he became blind. So Rashi says, mazli yudishalai. That means that's not a direct result from my bank. No, mazli hu de Yisraelai. Yisraelai mazli. There's a psaloshlam yam shishloima asot mekatlik b'shas ha-sakon. That means this is not a direct physical result from the bang on the wall. No, this brought about that's how he became blind. Mazli de Yisraelai. Yisraelai mazl by this bank, and that's how he became blind. But it's not a direct result from my bank. So, L'chayre, Rashi here is saying the same thing. L'cheneged oznoi pota, v'shem d'bochei le'havele le'mechash. So, d'bochei le'havele le'mechash, Rashi means, he should not le'havele le'suki yadai. That means he's not responsible from what occurred, because statistically, he should never be choshed that such a thing would occur. Period. So Mele, he's not responsible for what occurred. So it's very good. So that's why Zayn Ebed Yetzel Acheres. Vahai Vadai Gromohu. So this is a Grom. Now, I saw in the Vayakev Yesk Sakashe, if Rashi says Lehavle Lemeches, so why does Rashi come in now? I have a like Grom, it's a Grom, I mean, what's the reason he's potter, the Lehavle Lemechish, he didn't have to think that this would occur. He's an onus. Havle Lemechish Kadaite. So he's not responsible for this. Bahai Vade Grom, this is a Grom. Perhaps, I wanted to say a teretz on this kasha. There's a Neidib Yudev, Chelik HaChaim Adur HaKameh, Simila Medalit, brings a maise. There was someone who had Tzchayre, and he needed it delivered someplace, and Sruven had Tzchayr, and Shimon comes over to him and asks him, please, I need a job. Maybe let me deliver it. And Reuven was masking. Kitzer, Shimon took the Tzchayr and he got killed. So now the Shaila is Reuven responsible? Reuven responsible for this? He said, the Tshuva, I nasim. And the Makir that he should be responsible, he brings the Marival, brings a Mirdike Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Rabbi Nishlom had a Taina on David HaMelech. What was the Taina on David HaMelech? Three things. Al Yotcho Nerak Noivira Kahanim. Al Yotcho Nitrad Doiga Doimi. Al Yotcho Nerak Shol Now, when you look at this Gemara, we blink, and we said, what is the Tzviya to David HaMelech? We look at the Maise, David HaMelech came to Neibir HaKahanim. He was famished, he needed food. And Doig was sitting there, and then Doig saw this, and then Doig came to Shaul, and he says, the Neibir HaKahanim, they gave food to Yosainai, to David, and Shaul became very angry. Because of this, he killed that Levi Rekahanim. Because of this, he was killed. Because he did the chet, because of the chet of Nei Rekahanim. And because of the Lashon Hara of Doeg, he was Nitchat. Doeg was a Vir HaRoyim, he was a Rizik at Talmud Chochem, he was Nitchat. And the Chel Kalam Abo, I think. Fine. So we look at this Maise. I mean, we really look at it, Doeg was the real culprit, and Shaul was the next culprit. I mean, he did an avla by killing God Neuver Kahanim, and the Neuver Kahanim was killed, and the Rabbi Shlom made a tviya al Yotcha. Because of you, if you wouldn't have come, you saw Doeg there, you could have realized what could happen. You shouldn't have asked for food. There was a taina on David HaMelech. Now, this tviya of al yotcho is zicher a groma de kedin. I did it. Yeah, but through you became the stopper. And therefore, the Neidib Yehuda, when he clears the shaila by giving this person schoire through you, he took the schoire and he got killed. There's an al yotcho. That's the shaila over there. Could be in Grama, the Chiyuv of Grama, which is abidei shemayim de kechiyel, could be there's no teretz of, I didn't think it would have occurred. In the maise, if I'm a chayim, a person for a maise that he did, I'm not responsible for the maise. I should have thought that this would happen. That's in the maise. But if we're speaking about dinei shemayim of al yotcha, so al yotcha dach sechmir, so you didn't think it would have occurred. The David the Melech Taka thought it would have occurred and he still did it. He also didn't think that would have occurred. But it's still al yotcha, through you was nistaviv these three tragedies, so there's a tviya al yotcha, and megalgon choyva yedechayiv. There's a tviya al yotcha. So could be that is what Rashi's saying over here. Rashi's saying, Vahai Vadik, that's true, but he banged on the Kaisel. And because he banged on the Kaisel, Isra Mazlai. That's true. I mean, if you wouldn't have banged on the Kaisel, it wouldn't be Isra Mazlai. The Isra Mazlai came through you. And through you there's no teres. I didn't realize it would have occurred. In the Chiyib Din Yishamayim Aval Yotcha, that's not a teres. But Rashi says that's a grom, Vade Gromu, that's taken through me. But in Din Yodam I'm put it to pay. Let us see Taisvitz. Ashof Madbei Yishol Chabei Repot. So Rabbi said it's pot. Nire de Rabbi Sovar Poslosi Malchus Lehavi Kenizda. We hear the machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. If poslos a malchus, he can say reisha loch lefonech. Rav Yehuda also can't say reisha loch lefonech because that's called, it's kenizdak, it's ice coin, it's a shinui. So Taisva says, the rabbi saw the poslos a malchus, I have a kenizdak. The have a kenizdak, it's considered that tzure is an atzmiyis of the madbeye, and the tzura that's not yoytzi beitzo is ki'ilu the tzura was nizdak, like the matbeya was nizdak. Ken kosh ken the shof matbeya ave ken nizdak. If a mamish, he erased the tzura by banging on it, the tzira ken nizdak. Varei chos rei tuve, if it's called nizdak, it's called a shinui. Amai potter. So kochi you have to say, that Rabba holds, like Rav Huna, it's not called Nizgak, it's not called the Shinoi, it's called the, you can't use it. But that's not called Nizgak. Mosiv Rove, he called Einoi Vesomo, Aloznoi Vechirshe, Eved Yoitzi Bem Lacheiros. So what is Pshan de Gemara's Kashi? So Tosis explains, Vamai Bolei Chosre. He wasn't Mechaser an Eved from the Eved. The aim by pgam v'chesorim, there's no pgam v'chesorim. Everything is in contact, but he can't hear. So we see from this alakiv and shekilkaloi, since it was mekalkal the shimush of the oizen, chayiv avopish ein by shim pgam v'chesorim. So the akuv is called a chesorim. That was mechasa the koyach shimush. Boil v'cheinu achinami lechay, she should be chayiv. Mishani Rabbah l'taymei. That Rabbah would know. Then it's taka chosrei. Yevsha b'loi tipas da. So my mail was taka mechas. And the chesorin brought about the chashis. The yesham chesorin tipsa da dama. The nafla ba'ozne. The kivin the yesh chesorin ba'yisei kilkul. There's a chesorin in the kilkul. The chesorin brought about the kilkul. Chayim okola kilkul. My Bishafia, just like when he filed down the Tzure, the Chai Bechol HaKilku, the Lechai Vei Almar Shechosli Hoitzoi Chabba Lashmina the Chai. The Rabbah doesn't mean if he filed the Tzure, he's Chai to pay for the small pieces of metal which were filed away. He's Mechuyiv to pay for the whole Matbeya. And that's the Yisayda Dvorim. If I was Mechasa, if I was Mazik, the matveya through a chesorin, then there's a chiyuv tashlum. Ve'im toima v'may eved yoytze ben lecheres, ho be'inen mumin shebegoli dum yedishen v'ay. Now Taisus asks a technical kasha. What is pshat in this Mishneh that a charsho yoytze lecheres But you need a mumshe begoli. There's no mumshe begoli. The ear is here. Everything is there. You can hear. But that's not a mumshe begoli. But b'chav she'yecha avi begoli. V'yeshlome, v'shloime, neheshein nikil boi klung sh'yoshen. When a person who is deaf, when he's sleeping, you don't know he's deaf. Or if he's standing in one place and is quiet, you also don't know that he's deaf. Mikol moke, kiven de lefim in hagoy, shemisnaig vahoylech niker shulcheresh, choshiv mum shebegoli. Amerdik ezach. A mum shebegoli means if the toitzor is goli, that means you see that he's deaf. You see he's walking in the middle of the street and all the cars are blowing the horns and he's oblivious to this. So memele, that's called a mum shebegoloi. That because the results, the poel yaitse of the chavshis is called goloi. Vaidish leima, that's one tale. So second tale saying, so she kilkul begoloi. You don't need that the kilkul has to be begoloi. Elo she'eva she'yesh by kilkul yehi begoloi. That the eva that the kilkul came about is begoloi. So the ear is begoloi. The ear is begoli. So Taisa says two mahalchim. Either the result is begoli, the chesorin you see begoli, you see that he can't hear, or the eva is begoli. So the Vayakiv brings down a pisrei tshuva in Yeredeya, it brings a teferis l'moyshe, he says there'll be an afkemine between the two terutzim of Taisvis, if a person made deaf one ear. But he hears very well with the other ear. So Mamelis, according to the second Teretz of Taisvis, it's called an Eva Shebegoli. I made this Eva deaf. When you look at his actions, he looks like a normal person because he can hear from the other ear. So Mamelis, that's nothing. But the Eva is Begoli. But according to the first Teretz of Taisvis, it's not called Begoli. Because you have to see the results of the Chalshis. Since one ear is functioning, so memela, so you don't see that, so it's not called that it's begoli. That's one thing he wants to say, and then he says something very interesting. The mother says, what happens if a person cut off a tongue of an eved? So it's not called, so that's not yetzloches, because the tongue is not begoli. Not begoli. So they ask, according to the first Eretz of Taisvis, you don't need but the mum should be, the chesaron is begol, now he can't talk. So what's on the Gemara? So they say, you have to say it's speaking about he was an Elim to begin with. That's on the Gemara. So fine, so he was an Elim, and now that he cut the tongue, so you don't have a hecker of this hezik because he couldn't speak side by side. That's a meiver, it's a neighbor. Not an Eva Shebegol. Zog the Gemara weiter. Roma Rabbe. Hatzoyren oizen parose shal chaveroi pot. A person made a notch in the ear of a pore, parose shal chaveroi pot. My time, pore ke de kaime kaime. So what is? You have a poro with a notch in the ear. A mum. You didn't do anything. It's the same poro. Whatever the poro is aimed for, you want to use it for steaks, you want to use it for cherisha, this notch is loy maile v'loy meiret. V'kulu shvorim lav l'gabi mezbeich kaimi. Oh, but now a person can start making a cheshbet. But this poro had many usages. And now, since one of the usages was he could sell it for a korban, now the minute he made this tzeira moznoi, so it's a mum, so it can't be used for a korban. So this gufa should be a hefsid. This gufa should be a hefsid, and he should be chayiv to pay al tmazik. That's the chiddush of Rabbi. It's not called a hefsid. Why? So I saw in Ateres Shmuel, he says, the ain't a hefsid be'etzim ha-behemim. That's not called, I made a hefsid in the behemah. V'le mikri hefsid batzim a behemah elim kein kilkel hadovo lema shehachefet oimedes lekach. That means, that's true, theoretically, a pore has many usages. And that is true by making a mum in the oizen, he made that it can't be used for this usage. Of al koponim, when we speak about hefsid, we speak about kilkel, you have to be down on what it's oimed to be used for. So memela, even though there's a possibility it could have been sold for a kolm, that's true, but since it's not oimed, statistically, 95% of the behemoths are not sold for a kolm, so that's not called, I created a hefsid in the behemoth, because I took away a usage which most probably would never have occurred side by side. So memela, so even though now it can't occur, I can't sell a kolm, I'm not called a mazik. I'm only the kechidish of Rabbi. You only called a mazik if I was mechaser a shimush that it's oimed to be used for that shimush. Fine. The kulushvorim la v'gabi mizbeir kaim. Mosiv Rabbi. So Rabbi is takashe. A person did meloche b'meichatos u'beporas chatos. Now we'll see more clearly in Tosfos. Poras chatos means a pora dume b'chayeh becomes posel b'avodah. You do with a meloche. Meichatos, this is the mayim before you mekadish the mayim. Is also possible avoid it, if you did malacha with it. So it says like this: Ois malacha b'meichatas v'poros chatas potam medine yodam v'chayev medine shemay. Malacha hu the loy minka hazeika, avol tzayrim the minka hazeika achinam midam chay. Now, let's just make it a little interesting, the Gemara. Let's say one Mahalach and Tosfos just to plow through the Gemara. The psul of Mayim, when do you pass the Mayim, the Meloche or Hesach Hadas, the psul is before you Makadish the Mayim. Before you Makadish the Mayim with Eifa Pore, if a Meloche was done with it, it's possible to be used for mechatos. Now, a person had water, and you're gonna go and ask a husband, what is this water oimet, what usages is this water oimet for? So you'll tell 20 usages, you can drink it, you can cook with it, you can wash clothing with it. You can use it for mechatos? Yeah, you can use it for mechatos, but between you and me, statistically, will this be used for mechatos? Stamina. Staminat, also, rave water is not used for mechatos, even though it's mayim chayim, but it's not used for mechatos. So, memele, according to Rabbi, lechayre, you should be potter, here it says, oisa meloche, which is a hezek shein enika. That means you can't tell, you look at the water, you don't see really what happens, so it's a hezek shein enika. Ha'oisa meloche b'mechatos, you're potter, because, in parentheses, hezek shein enika. But it would seem, but what if it would have been nikah? Then you'd be chayev. And I don't say you're lomda since it's not oimet for the shimush, I'm not called a mazik. The Mishnah seems to be saying that the reason you're a potter, the reason you're a potter is because it's ain a nikah. That's why you're a potter. But according to you, you say a fellow tzoyrem oizen behemah, that it's nikah. But since it's not oimet for the shimush, I'm not chayev for being mafsed that shimush. So he should have said a better marshal, a fill of tzoyrem, oizen, behemah, you also potter, because it's not oimet for that shimush. That's the Gemara's kash. Mosib Rav, Oysa Malachim Amechatas, Beporas Chatas, Potom Dinyod, Mechai Bidin Yishmai. Malachu, Dlai Min Kerezeike, Avu Tzoyrem, Dlai Min Kerezeike, Ochinam, Eid Mechai Bidin Yodo. So the kash and Rabbe, Omri, Samorin, says, no, who had in the Avu Tzoyrem Potom? No. If only made a hezek nika, you also potter bedine yodom, because this is not a shimush regili, it's not a shimush that it's oimet for. So you're not called, I was mafsid the chayfet. So why did he hap on meloche? Well, how come ash melon? If only meloche de loimin kerezeike, there's another plus over here, is chayev bedine shamayim. You're not, it happened on Malachi to tell you in the Chiv B'din Yishmayim, the Ptu B'din Yodom, you don't need Malachi, Afilu Amaisa B'Yadayim would also be Potter. It happened on Malachi, which is Ein Enika, to tell me, Abba B'din Yishmayim Yechayu. Hatzayrim, Zutrashi Poigim, B'meichatos, Shokal Kenegdon Mishkoilois, he used it as weight. Pora b'chol ma'aseh nifsolim b'malach. Zok toisvitz. Atzoyrem oizen porosoi shel chaveiroi. Potter. Ye potter. Mohod isnan la'el. Gozal behemo v'nis avdabo aveiro. Oishen nifsolo malgabi amizbech. We had a case that you could say arei shaloch lefonecho. Gozo baim nisavda bo aveiro, oi shen nifslo mer gabi emizbeir. Oi mre reisheloch lefonech. Now, vinifslo, what is the taich nifslo? Einu shen nofal bo muv. Di nirbo, einu nevda bo aveiro. U mashmesh davke shen nifslo meyeleho. It would seem davke nifslo meyeleho. So then you can say, Reishaloch lefonecho. It's not called a shinu. Avol hitol bo mum biyadai. But since the Mishnah chapton nifsalo, the Mishnah, which means mum, and nifsalo means nifsalo me'aleo, avol hitol bo mum biyadaim chai. V'yishloima the masnisin. Before they see the Teretz, let's explain the Kasha. Let us explain the Kasha. Now, to understand this Tosfos on the Poshet Oifen, there's a Machlokes. I just want to say what it seems, how Tosfos holds, and then we'll understand Tosfos Kasha. We had learned Moiradike Chidushim by Agas. We learned that then, a Gazan stole something, he stole Shvarim, he did work with it, and he returns it, he doesn't have to pay, Mikadin doesn't have to pay for the work. Even though, all the time, not a Gazan, he has to pay Mashanenis, he was Nene from Yenin's moment, a Gazan, with a Reishaloch Lufanecha, he returned the Chayfetz, he's Potter. He doesn't have to pay Mashanenis. Now there's a machloikis, what if a gazlan was mazik something? It was mazik to davar anigzol. It was mazik it, but it's not a shinui. He could say, reishaloch lefanecho. Is there a chiev tashlumei nezokin an a mazik? Just like you see, a mazik gets away with, he doesn't have to pay for tashlumi mashenenis, so there's a shayla, maybe he doesn't have to pay for tashlumi mazik also. If he could say, reishaloch lefanecho, listen, I stole it. Reish loch lefanecho is not a shinui and potter. Or maybe no, mazik is different. If you're there's a chivatz mazik. A gazlan is potter mashenenis, but he's not potter as mazik. So if an hilchis mazik, forget about it, if it's gzela, you'd be chayiv to pay, so memele, a gazlan is also mechayiv to pay as mazik. Now let us, there's a machlekes in this, but let us just assume that Tosfos holds like this, you saw that a gazlan that's a mazik is chayv. A gazlan that's a mazik is chayv. So now Tosfos had a tremendous problem. Tosfos learned the Mishnah very early. The Mishnah says a person stole a behemoth, and it says two cases. Nevdabo Aveire, means it was Nisavdabo Aveire, which means it was speaking about Nirbo. Fine. So you can say Reshaloch Lefanecho, there's no Shinui. Then it says Nifsalo. Nifsalo means the Garamum. You could also say Aleshaloch Lefanecho. Now, Taisvis had a problem. Why did it say Nifsalo? Why didn't it say Poslo? And he made a move. Taisvis said, why did the Mishnah say good? When it's speaking about the moon, why did it say, is Nifsula may a left? Why didn't it say Poslo? So Taisus was medayik from this. If he would have made a moon, I feel like he's a reishaloch lefanech. He's a mazik. A mazik is chayif. A gazel that's a mazik is chayif to pay. That's how Taisus learned Elach the Mishnah. If it would be Poslo, he'd be chayif to pay. So now Taisus says, Rabbi said that if a person made a moon, and a behemah is not a mazik, because since this shimush is not the shimush I'm selling for kabonis is not a rogel dike shimush, so it's not called I was mafsid something from you in this behemah, because now you can sell it for a kabon, 5% of the behemahs are sold from a kabon, that's not called I was mazik, this behemah doesn't have the shimush. So memela, that's what Rabbi said, and Taisus the Mishnah doesn't say like that. The Mishnah says, Nifsolo. Babai says, Poslo. If he made the mum, he'd be chayiv to pay. So you see, klo from the Mishnah, not like Rabbi. This is Taisvus Kasha. Yeshloima, so Taisvus answers, the Masnisin, Ayri bebehema kdoisha. No. The Mishnah is speaking about the behema kdoisha. He was very magdashit for a behema. The vade legavi mizbeach kaima. Here, if I make a behemah kedoshim, I make a mumanit, so this is zicha called a hezik and a hefsid in it. Now you can't use it for what it's aimed for. So therefore, it would be poslo itake bichai. But since it was nifsalo, so there was no maisa mazik, so therefore you can say a reishaloch lefonechal.